Respect It's Radio, FM 104.6.
We've got a newbie in the building. Well, you're kind of a newbie. You've only been here once before, haven't you? It's Dan. Dan the man.
Hello.
Now, why am I thinking music, band and so on?
Well, because I do like my music.
And you're in a band.
I am.
Just tell us about the band.
Medina Marching Band.
So how long have you been in the Medina Marching Band?
About a year and a half now.
Do you enjoy it?
I do, and I actually have some news actually about Medina Marching Band. Firstly, we're playing the carnival this Saturday, Christmas carnival.
Right.
And also, I've started to learn a new instrument.
Hang on, you played the drums before, and now what are you doing now?
It's still the drums, but it's just a different name what I'm playing.
Come on, tell us all about it then.
It's called a tenor drum.
A what jump?
A tenor drum.
Right, a tenor drum, not a tenor jump. Drum. Right, okay. Is that difficult to play?
It can be.
Right, so you're actually performing on this new instrument of yours?
Not Saturday, no, because I've only just started learning it on Monday.
So you're using the old instrument this week?
Still using the snare drum, yeah.
So we got the carnival coming up this weekend?
This Saturday at 5 o'clock.
And you're in that?
I am in that.
And you're going to be marching and playing?
I'm going to be marching and playing, so please, if you're going to come watching it, please come watch it.
Have you checked the weather?
Not yet. And also, PM, we will be wearing standard hats, so yes.
Okay. And describe the what colours do you wear when you...
We wear red. So if you think of like the band up in London, for like the Queen, we're sort of them really, but just a bit different.
Okay, all right. I'm just checking the weather for the weekend. Saturday looks good, actually.
In the evening at 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock, it's dry.
There we go.
There's good news. So you go to St George's School?
I do go to St George's School.
And how long have you been going there?
Since 2017, so probably about 6 years now, something like that.
Okay, so how many more years you got to go?
Probably two, but we have a choice if we want to stay that long.
And when you leave St George's, what do you
want to
do? I
may leave next year, or may stay on, I don't know yet.
Oh, you tease. Is that a message to the teachers? Look after me, otherwise I'm off.
Maybe.
So what are you going to do when you leave school?
Hopefully go to Platform 1.
Excellent. What, and learn another instrument?
Maybe.
Because they do all sorts of things like
that. I do love the Platform 1. That's one thing I like about music.
Have you been up there before?
No, I haven't.
So you do. What do you know about Platform 1?
I know it's just a music college.
Okay.
And I know. I have had a few friends go there. Yeah, it's... I it's really good.
Well, I know that there's a lot of people that go through their books and they come out the other side and they've got this incredible talent. So, you know, if you can get yourself up there, that's magical, that is.
Yeah.
So is that what you want to do? You want to be a like full-time musician?
I want to be someone who can play like a lot of instruments like at once. So if you play like a lot of instruments.
You know, at once? I'm just picturing you now with the cymbals between your knees and the banging the drum and blowing a mouth organ as well.
Have you ever seen Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
The original one. With,
yes, yeah.
With Dick Van Dyke.
Julie Andrews.
Yeah, and also, I'll be like Dick Van Dyke, he was in Mary Poppins, like, on the back of his pajama. Yeah. I'm always like that, like playing all the instruments at once. Like, yeah, coming down.
Have you tried it?
No, oh, I want to.
Oh, wow, that would be so much fun, wouldn't it? You could do that. You could try that on Saturday, see if anyone notices. All right, that sounds really, really cool. So what sort of hobbies you got, apart from music?
I'm a scouting.
Right, okay. So do they still do that dib 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 dob 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 thing or not?
What dib 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 dob?
Oh, so they don't then. Right, okay. So how long have you been a scout?
I'm 17, so be prepared. I've been doing 10 years.
10 years.
10 years.
Wow, that's a long time. As well. What was the first thing you learned? Do you remember?
I've got to go back to when I was a little beaver. I must have been had to learn how to not cut yourself.
Right, okay. What was your first... Because you get badges for all sorts of
badges,
things.
Badges, all these things.
What was the first badge you got?
I believe it was my first aid one.
Right, first aid.
And then
excellent.
It was campfire.
Right.
Because when I got up to Scouts, I'd done 35 camps.
You're drumming now on the desk, aren't you? Have you noticed that? You're drumming. You can't stop drumming,
well,
can
actually,
you?
I found this out. I have a habit now. Ever since I started the drum, every time I see a desk or anything I see, I'll go like...
You're in there with the drumming, yeah.
I just keep doing it.
So what was the last badge you got?
The last badge recently my Explorer was my Platinum.
You can stop drumming now, by the way.
Yeah, I have.
So, last badge?
Platinum. My Platinum badge.
What's that?
A Platinum badge is... it's like a big award you get when you... Because when you get Explorers, you don't much do much badging. We get more awards, like the King Scout Awards, as that, in Gold UV. That's hard to get.
Right.
But Platinum awards is just the awards that you get for being a really good explorer, and it's just amazing awards, and I was just overjoyed when I got it.
Excellent. Yeah. I bet you were. Now, you were talking a little bit sort of, I don't know whether I was going to stay in or not.
That is true, because I have been thought about leaving it, but I don't know if I want to, because I want to be one of those people where I can gain more stuff, because I want to be in it all my life. It is my life, because... But it's the thing where I've got a lot of stuff going on, because Monday band, Wednesday explorer band again, yeah. Thursday explorers, Friday Cubs, which is just a madness for me.
But it's if you get like, something from it, if you still get something from it, and you're still learning from it,
fine with it, but
stay in.
Yeah.
Stay in, because I would imagine you know how to tie knots.
I do.
The amount of kids that I meet that can't even tie their shoelaces, I think, well, you know.
You need someone, I can't show you any time. You need anyone. Free.
Well, next time there's a couple of kids that won't tie their shoelaces or they can't, I'll give you a call, all right? Hey, look, good luck with Saturday. I hope it goes really well. And I know we're going to chat some more in the next hour, all right?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to bring in your mate Callum in a moment. Do you know each other?
No, he's here for the last 6 years. So he was in my class from year 70 or 8, year 70 or 11. God, he sometimes can maybe be a pain. But,
you're getting old, that's what it is.
Now he's gone to a different class, so we're not in the same class anymore, but we're still friends.
Okay, you're still friends. All
but
right.
Sometimes still a pain, though.
He is a pain.
Sometimes.
Is he?
Sometimes, not all the time, though.
We'll find out in a minute.